When an EF5 tornado slammed into Joplin in May 2011, 161 people were killed. The tornado also knocked down thousands of buildings and destroyed more than 15,000 of the city's trees. Lack of rain is now threatening the survival of thousands of donated saplings planted to reforest Joplin. Michelle Skaliski of member station KSMU reports on the effort to save them.
Saplings no more than 6 feet tall dot the landscape here in Joplin. They replace the large shade trees that were ripped out of the ground by the tornado. Nearly 7,000 new trees have been planted, donated by various organizations. They include sturdy, mostly native varieties such as oak, sycamore, and redbud, trees that can withstand strong winds when they're taller. With temperatures above normal for the past few months and precipitation below normal, those trees have had a hard time of it. Volunteers, though, are giving the 562 trees planted in Joplin City Parks a hand. They pour water onto the base of the trees a little at a time, allowing it to slowly soak into the roots. 161 of those saplings are in Cunningham Park, which was rebuilt after the tornado obliterated it. Each represents someone killed in the storm. Drew Schubert is a member of the Haidai First United Methodist Church. Volunteers on a mission trip traveled several hours to get here. They're mostly teens, and they work in groups of three or four, splashing water onto their shoes as they struggle to shuttle the buckets to the trees.
It's hot, and it hurts to bend over for a long time, but these trees symbolize all the people who've died, so it's really important to me and to the people who live here.
Because of the efforts of Schubert and many others, Joplin's tree coordinator, Rick Mayer, estimates only about 3% of the new trees in Joplin's parks have died. Tom Meyer is manager of Carson Nurseries in Springfield. He says these trees are especially vulnerable to the drought.
Freshly planted trees are real reliant on the human being taking care of them. They need the water right at the root base. They can't bring in residual water from further out.
That's why the volunteer effort is so important. Without it, Rick Mayer estimates more than 95% of the new trees would now be dead. Still, the trees continue to suffer. Brown, curled leaves on some of the trees at Cunningham Park don't discourage volunteers from continuing their effort. Callie DeBretto, another member of Haidai First United Methodist Church, hopes to one day see the results of their effort.
We'll be able to remember how it looked like now, so if we ever come back, we'll be able to see how much it's changed and to know that we helped it.
Four-fifths of the parks are replanted. Now, as they continue to rebuild, they're focusing on planting trees in residents' yards. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
This is NPR News.